talking Avalanche hockey with the voice of the Avs, Connor McGehee, on the team.
With us right now on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, voice of the Avalanche, Connor McGehee. Connor, good morning. How are you?
I'm a little tired, but I'm good. Okay. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Why do I even say that to somebody who hosts a morning show? All right, forget I said anything.
It's okay. It's all right, man.
Well, we didn't have to fly in from Nashville to do the show.
Exactly,
this morning,
yeah. So, I mean, I just had to get in my car and drive here 7 minutes and do this. You had a far, well, you had to fly in from Nashville. So you had a far more difficult start to your day than yours truly here. I do have to ask you, I'm concerned about Connor McGehee. You are a national treasure, sir. I'm worried about protecting you with this recent altitude COVID, epidemic that's going on. Kosmiski goes down last night, ends his long streak. We just talked to Katie Wenge. She's still getting over COVID. What are they doing to protect Connor McGehee to keep you from getting this dreaded disease and taking you off the airwaves, sir? I want to know.
I'm like a human hamster. I'm in a plastic bubble.
Okay, you're the bubble boy. Wasn't that Jake Gyllenhaal? It was also at Travolta.
Yeah.
Travolta did some...
Bubble boy.
Bubble boy thing, too. Well, good. You're in a giant hamster ball. Good. I want to know that you're going to be safe, man.
I appreciate that, Jimmy. Thanks for looking out for me.
Okay.
Much obliged.
We want to keep you off the health and safety protocol list. We don't want that to happen to you.
Hey, me too.
Last night, Avs losing Nashville. Matt Duchene gets a little measure of revenge against his former team with the overtime goal, which was set up by too many men on the ice for the Avalanche. Take us through this, because sure looked like the Avs got shafted on that call.
Yeah, there was actually a decent breakdown from Dave Jackson, who is the ESPN rules analyst. He lives here in town, great guy, and basically trying to go through what Dean Morton saw and what could possibly have led to the too many men. Now, there's that sort of 5-foot rule that is so rarely enforced. There is one still shot where Mikko Rantanen hops off and McKinnon is maybe outside that 5-foot rule, but I don't think the Avs touched the puck at that time. And when the arm does go up, they do have only 3 skaters on the ice. So one of those things where, it's tough because Mark Rycroft put it in a good place last night. He said, look, if you think that referees too don't want to do their best job and don't take a lot of pride, like, they're going to look back at that and maybe think twice about that. I mean, they're going to be as upset about that themselves as we are too. So on the surface, it does look like a mistake, which leads to a 4-on-3 power play in overtime. But the Avalanche, I know that everyone wants to talk about that last night, but the fact that, again, they're down multiple goals, they come back to tie it not once, not twice, but thrice in that game, with incredible goals from Nathan McKinnon and Cale Makar. To earn a point on the road in Nashville is impressive. Obviously, you want it to win in storybook fashion, like it has all week. But as the man said, sometimes you eat the bar, sometimes the bar eats you.
Absolutely. Connor McGehee joining us this morning. As the Avalanche losing overtime last night at Nashville 5-4. And Jared Bednar said after the game, he said, look, we don't like leaving points on the table. That could turn out to be a valuable point. And, like I said, it's one game does not define a season, Connor, by any stretch of the imagination, in particular in the NHL. But, man, you'd like to feel, you want to extend that winning streak, obviously, but you also don't like to leave points on the table that you thought you should have got last night.
That is true. I think the other side of that coin could be, Jim, is that you got a point where maybe you didn't have any business
Very
getting
true.
Any, right? And so you get one. You're still in second place. You got 3 games in hand on Nashville. Your winning percentage is better than the Preds. You have fewer losses than Nashville does. So, look, it's one of those things that we'll just store it away, and if we need this as motivation down the road, we'll use it. But in the meantime, you want two. One is not a horrible result by any stretch of the imagination, and you want wins first and points second. And I'll take 1 point over no points, especially in a place that, Colorado really doesn't have a ton of success over the years.
I know that. Well, it's been thrilling to watch the Avalanche come from behind the way they have in these last five or six games. And obviously the Toronto win was a thrilling game on Saturday for the Avalanche. But Jared Bednar made the comment after the game, Connor, that we can't keep playing this way. That it's great. It shows our grit, our resolve to come back time and time again. But we have to get off to better starts, because at some point that comeback magic is going to run out on this team.
And you're going to run into other teams that have that comeback magic as well.
Very true.
And or are so good defensively and have goaltending performances. Look, I think it's beyond impressive that the Avalanche were able to put four goals on UC Soros last night. Second star of the week in the National Hockey League. Probably a front runner for the Vezina at this point. And again, we go back to the fact that this week alone, the Avalanche have beat John Gibson, Marc-Andre Fleury, Connor Hellebuyck, Jack Campbell, and got a point against UC Soros. I mean, those are probably, outside of Andrei Vasilevsky, all the best goaltenders in the National Hockey League. But to your point, you want to know that tool is in the toolbox that you can use to hop back into a playoff game. But you don't want to overuse it, and you're right, it may not be there when you absolutely have to have it. So you have to establish habits and patterns that put you in the driver's seat more often. I mean, we all remember the New Jersey Devils teams from the 90s. I mean, if they went up 1-0 in a hockey game, I mean, that was it. They needed one, they would shut it down, and then it was over, and the opponents knew that too. Colorado, with the number one offense in the National Hockey League, needs to get to a point where they can sort of impose that on other teams. Like, all right, if we get up by 1 or 2, now our defense kicks in and we're able to hold on to that lead. I think that's the one thing, along with the PK, that is left to fix as they get into good habits coming up here in the springtime. So a season is a process, and I think that in particular is going to be the focus over the next couple months for Colorado.
But overall, it's been a really fun run, a fun stretch, particularly with the home winning streak to set the franchise record. Connor McGahee, voice of the Avalanche, with us today on the Team Sports Network. Bowen Byram was in Nashville, didn't play. Jared Bednar was asked after the game why Bowen did not play last night. He said it's personal reasons. Some are speculating that it has something to do with the concussions that he's had to deal with throughout the 2020-2021 season, which the second one ended his season. What are you hearing about Bo Byram and his status?
Yeah, I wish I knew. I really don't. But he had left the team, and when and if we find out why he did and what those personal reasons are, then we will know. But I know as much as Bednar does and anybody else. And I never like to speculate that's what it's about, because it could be something completely unrelated. But we were informed just before the game that was the case, and we just hope that everything is okay in Bo's life and the world around him as well.
One of the things I want to talk about very quickly with the time we have left here is about Darcy Kuemper, that while it wasn't a great outing against Toronto on Saturday, that overall the numbers have been really good, from his since the return from the upper body injury that happened in the early part of last month. 7-0, 0.917 save percentage, 4.81 goals saved above expected, seventh best in the league during that stretch. So while there was that game with Toronto that was certainly a little bit of an outlier for Kuemper, he's played pretty well as of late, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's one of those things where you watch, like, take last night, for example. The first two are not great goals. You wish that he could find that puck a little bit easier. But again, it's a results-oriented business, and you look at his record and how the team has played in front of him over the past 2 weeks or so, and that's what matters most. I think in the Toronto game in particular, and then again last night, as Bednar would say, he'd like to see him make at least one of those saves. And Darcy will be the first one to tell you that he'd like to make that as well. But there is definitely a room for improvement for Darcy Kuemper. He knows that. And again, we'll put that in the box of things to improve on for the Avalanche as they continue their push for the playoffs here in 2022. But you're right. I mean, he has been good, but the way that we've seen him play in the past, he can definitely be a lot better.
Well, and that was nice where Pavel Francouz played on Saturday when he came.
Oh, yeah.
Altitude voice Connor McGahee joining us. Since October 26th, Nazem Kadri's played in 23 games. He's got a point in 22 of them. It kind of seems to me, and maybe I'm off base, he feels a little disappointed and embarrassed in himself about how he wasn't there for the team in April of last year. Is that maybe inspiring this run of point streak he's been on?
I mean, who knows what it could be? I mean, it could be a myriad of things. Everyone likes to point to the fact that it's a contract year for him and that he's trying to earn his next paycheck. Whatever it is, it's benefiting him and the Colorado Avalanche. He started last night in second place in the NHL in assists, gets his 16th multi-point game of the season. Only Ovechkin and McDavid have more, and now nobody has more assists in the NHL than Nazem Kadri with 35. So, again, there could be 14 things that are fueling Nazem Kadri at the moment, but I think he's on pace now for 131 points this season, which is absolutely insane. His career best is 61 points back in 16-17, and barring anything, I expect him to break that this year. So for Nazem Kadri, I mean, it could be pride, it could be just wanting to secure your future, could be a bunch of things. But no matter what it is, I'm not picky about it because it's benefiting him and the Avalanche right now.
Connor, always a pleasure. Stay healthy, stay safe. We'll talk to you next week.
Pleasure is mine, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Connor McGahee, radio voice of the Avalanche, joins us every Wednesday on